There's movement on the state budget. Here to talk about that are our Friday political commentators. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He's a former Republican Majority Leader of the Michigan Senate. T.J. Buchholz is President of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Sherry. So we've got a budget for K-12 schools from the House with some bipartisan cooperation. Ken, the governor is not thrilled with it, but House Democrats went along with it. What's the big highlight in that education budget?
Well, there's an increase for schools. I think from a political standpoint, it seems to me Democrats in Lansing are kind of struggling to get their political footing here. This really is the second time in a couple of weeks where the Democratic leader in the House has, in my judgment, kind of undercut the Democratic governor. And the governor herself a few days ago said, let's put the road issue aside, but Republicans, either she didn't get an agreement with the Republicans to do that, or they're just sort of ignoring that, and the legislature's now proceeding to put a budget on the governor's desk, sort of independent of her involvement. And it just strikes me that Democrats are struggling to get their footing and traction right now.
Yeah, TJ, the Speaker of the House, Republican Lee Chatfield, and the Minority Leader, Democrat Christine Gregg, found common ground on the education budget. Does that signify some disagreement between Gregg and the governor?
Yeah, I think you can't avoid that. It obviously is a disconnect between the executive office and the Democratic Minority Leader in the House. And I'm not quite sure where that disconnect comes from. I understand that we have a desire to have this budget done on time, but you know, I'm worried, again, that the House and Senate are both interested in getting this work done, and they're sort of bypassing this governor. And I'm not sure that that's particularly healthy, especially when I am certain she is interested in, you know, vetoing certain sections of bills that make no sense and or that are not in alignment with what she wants to accomplish. So for me, it's very confusing. It's a sort of a different budget strategy that's been happening. But I think looping the governor out of this process, as they've been doing, is not necessarily in the state's best interest.
Reporter Riley Began at Bridge Magazine says that the Republicans in the House approved a small increase in Attorney General Dana Nessel's budget, but added a provision that requires her to explain herself to House committees when she enters any lawsuit against the federal government. Ken, what's that about?
Well, you've got Republican angst over the current Democratic attorney generals joining various lawsuits against the Trump administration. And my suspicion is she'll just kind of ignore that provision. It's really unprecedented, really, I think, to haul the attorney general into a legislative committee and say, hey, explain yourself when it comes to lawsuits. And their argument that there's a budgetary impact, well, you know, they've approved her budget. I mean, it's not like she can spend beyond what they've already appropriated.
If she does ignore it, will they cut her budget the following year?
I guess that's always a possibility that they would signal that they're going to do it, but you got a Democratic governor who probably wouldn't sign that budget.
TJ, the legislature did not require former Attorney General Bill Schuette to explain why he filed lawsuits against the federal government, and he was not exactly shy about doing that. Why do you think there's a change in this attitude?
I mean, Bill Schuette was a very activist attorney general in his own right, putting his interests and the interest of his party first. I think, you know, one of the reasons that you have this sort of acrimony is because the Republicans are in control of the legislature and the Democratic attorney general is a danger to some of the agenda that they'd like to move forward. And if they can take the opportunity to ask her some questions under oath or ask her some questions in a committee, they're going to take advantage of that. That's part of the process. But it certainly is unprecedented. And I don't know precisely how, if you're the attorney general, how you'd necessarily react to it. Obviously, you want to honor the process. But again, the attorney general has traditionally had wide authority to seek the lawsuits that he or she chose to see fit. I mean, that's not a Bill Schuette thing. I mean, that's since Frank Kelly, we've done that. So I'm concerned about the precedent we're setting here, but I don't think at all it's going to change Dana Nessel's direction or mindset.
Real quickly here, lawmakers proposed cutting Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's general fund, money that would in part be used to pay for the Independent Redistricting Commission's work, which was approved by voters. Ken, what's behind that?
Well, you have Republican angst over this Independent Redistricting Commission. You did during the election. You know, Republicans tried to sue to stop it and were unsuccessful, and this is continuing. They're fearful that this Independent Redistricting Commission is going to draw lines that are not favorable to them. So it's just a lot of jousting over that issue.
TJ, why would you cut the Secretary of State's discretionary funds for something that the voters overwhelmingly approved?
Well, any change of the maps will likely favor Democrats over Republicans. The maps are drawn in such a partisan way that certainly, you know, Republicans benefit from that. So any change to the status quo, they're going to be fearful of. I also think that Republicans generally, when they look at the political landscape, are afraid of Jocelyn Benson getting some sort of traction on a substantive issue such as this one that she might be able to leverage for herself. I think they believe she's dangerous. She's probably one of the more dangerous Democrats from a partisan perspective to them. And I think they're interested in throwing roadblocks in front of her whenever they can. Again, this is not a new process. This happens in Lansing a lot. But for something as major as this, they want to make sure that the maps stay as status quo as they can be. And if they have to throw a roadblock in front of the Secretary of State, they're going to do so.
TJ Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He's also a former communications director for Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Kerry. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the Michigan Senate. Hey, it's supposed to be a warm weekend. Hope you guys have a great one.
You too, Lester.
Thanks, Lester.